Good morning, everyone. This is Portia Who That Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and it is an extremely foggy day today. I mean, so if you're in the Houston area, make sure you leave out a few minutes early because it is some deep, deep fog, about a foot visibility going on out here, and everyone's moving extremely slow. So be extremely cautious today. I want to talk about inspiration. I want to talk about getting around people who inspire you, who pull out of you the best that you have, gifts that you don't know that are there, but maybe the discomfort or the disagreement that you have on the inside. Sometimes we like to label things too quickly. Sometimes when we're not having the best days, or we're not feeling on top of our game, or we're not, you know, really feeling inspired to dream about something, or we're not working on a project, sometimes we go into low moments where we don't feel the best about everything. And so we like to label that as depression. And all the time, it's not really depression as much as it is your environment. And, you know, I've been on this really big kick about, you know, right people, right plan, right place. And I just totally 100% believe that if you're having these highs and lows, these periods in your life where you're not really able to just kind of get a hold to yourself and stay focused long enough to accomplish a project, or you're kind of going through these mini projects, but none of them are really fulfilling to you or satisfying to you, then I'm going to suggest two things. The first thing I'm going to suggest is that you change your environment, that you find people, find places, find things that bring inspiration into your life, that causes things to come alive or leap. And as T.D. Jakes always says, he says, there's a baby inside of you. And when he got into the presence of the right people, the baby began to leap. Get into the presence of people, or get into the place or the area which causes that thing that's on the inside of you, your passion or what you're doing at that moment, to begin to leap, to come alive, to become what makes you excited and you can't stop talking about it. You just ramble on and you can't sleep. You get insomnia, and it's not because you're stressed. It's because you're excited. So the first thing I'm going to recommend is that you get around, change your environment, change the people, get in the proper environment, or surround yourself with the right people that bring inspiration and motivation into your workplace, into your personal life, into your spiritual life. Cover yourself with just inspirational moments and motivational theories and concepts that can keep you in an area where you know that this is where you want to be, or this is where you want to go, and you're not there yet, but if I stick to this person, they'll guide me and lead me on the right path. And then the second thing that I'm going to recommend this morning is this, is that you do a self-evaluation of the realistic idea of your goal or your objective. You know, it's not a can I do this, because can is so limited to the ability. And as men and women or human beings, we have such limited ability. It's the community, or when we get together in large masses, that we actually see big things happen. So we're not really asking ourselves or assessing our goals and objectives for the ability to do them, but we are assessing and evaluating our goals and objectives in life to see if they match up with what it is we are really supposed to be doing. You know, sometimes we just don't even know that we're spending a lot of time. People have wasted years, sometimes months, working on a project only to have to scrap it, when you could have just went back and evaluated whether or not this really works in line with the big picture. Every now and then you have to go back to the drawing board, take some things off, put some things on. You know, the only thing that is consistent, or the only thing that is guaranteed not to change, is change itself. We're always constantly changing. So, you know, go back to the drawing board. Make sure you're not working in vain or aloof, or not, you know, focused on what it is, the big picture, where you want to go. Do a reevaluation. Surround yourself with inspirational, motivational people. And let's see what type of change begins to happen in your life. This is Portia Who That Chandler. See you soon.